Todd, you're listening to Real Synthetic Audio, and that was XP8 with a track called Drop the Mask. And I was actually, gotta say, I'm kind of disappointed with the production quality on that. It really contrasts with the last two bands, which you can honestly say are smaller, less poor, and more finale. Before that, you heard Caustic from a brand new, album, EP, whatever you'd like to call it. They sent out Matt sent out a DJ promo. I believe it's called And You'll Know Him by the Trail of His Vomit, or something like that. It's very, very finale. And that was a track, called Appetite for Distraction. Before that, you heard Nachtmeier with Mortar, and that was the CAT or Cat remix, another Crunch Pod band, unless I'm greatly mistaken. I do want to make mention that as of this weekend, all of the prize packs have been mailed out. Some took a little bit longer than usual. I was actually feeling really guilty about that, and then I realized, well, it's only really been 3 weeks or so since the membership drive ended, and you got to give me a little bit of time. But they're all out. You should receive them shortly. And unlike other years where a lot of the international stuff was sent surface, this year they were sent airmail because, as it turns out, it's cheaper. Weird. Anyways, we're going to continue on with another, and I think the last track we're going to play from the latest Mind in a Box disc, which I wasn't really actually all that impressed with. This is Supremacy. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio. And there was a band by the name of Level 2.0 with Invincible, and that was the second Cryogen remix. And I'm not even going to bother using the right grammar. Nice enough to send along a disc with unreleased remixes and all that stuff, and a note saying, thank you for supporting the band for years, even before we were signed by Nelea Records. And I was like, hey, he remembered. Cool. It is nice when bands that we play get signed. XP8 is another one that we played before they were, while they were an unsigned band. And actually, I think technically Assemblage 23 was an unsigned band the first time we played them. But that was a very, very long time ago. It's been 12 years we've been doing this. Anyways, we're going to continue on with a band that has done a bit of a resurgence. I'm happy with this because the stuff that they've done, I've really enjoyed. The stuff that they have done that I haven't liked, I haven't enjoyed, obviously. We're going to continue on with Velvet Acid Christ with a track from a very similar sounding album from start to finish, but hey, there's a couple of good tracks. This is Velvet Acid Christ. This is Tripped Out. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio.
They gave the ability to commune with the dead, uncontrollable ferocity, shape-shifting, and last but not least, foresight, the gift of premonition.
Folk reality. Folk reality.
We'll be right back.
Another one of those bands that is, I guess, technically signed. They're on Diffusion Records, and we've been playing them for years and years and years. So, I mean, they're still around, and that's great. That was Control with Lost in Static. And, you know, it's funny. It's almost funny to be playing a band for 10 years, and, you know, they don't give up. They keep putting out music. And that's really, really good. I don't know. I'm running out of things to say. What can I say? It's Sunday morning. I haven't had my breakfast yet. I really should get onto that. And unfortunately, it's a gray day outside. I should get outside. I'm sure you all care. Anyways, we're going to continue on and end off the show with a band that we haven't heard in a little while. And I'm glad to see them back. This is God Module, as remixed by Shiver, a band from Botswana. This is A Minute to Midnight. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio. See you next week.